This is Twit.
The first app is Paprika or Paprika, depending on how you pronounce it. And this is a great app for recipes and, you know, food planning generally, because it has meal planning and shopping lists and everything built in. They've got an iOS app. They've got an iPhone app. They've got a Mac app. I think there's even Windows and Android versions. I'm not 100% sure on that, though. But the idea is you can send Paprika a URL through the share sheet and it will just go whoop and suck in all those details and suck out the ingredients and all of that and let you scale your recipes. Now, this for me is the key because, of course, especially this year, if you have your usual traditional recipes that you want to cook, but they're usually for 8 people and there's 2 of you, you're going to need to quarter those ingredients. So in Paprika, you can easily do that when you just tap into a recipe and then you can see that there is a scale button in the top left where it says scale and convert right there. And then, voila, you can go ahead and scale that down to, say, an 1/8 or 1/16 even, I think, might even be possible. Brilliant. But you can just really, you know, get the exact amount that you want so that you don't have huge amounts of leftovers that you'll be eating until March. Because, you know, leftovers are great for a few days. And then after that, you kind of want a break from them.
I love that. I'd never really considered I certainly have thought about, you know, scaling up. But I never considered, you know, scaling down whenever you aren't, you're not having that big family gathering. And so if you've just got a few people there, I think one of my favorite things about Paprika is it's like if you do a recipe blog, you have to share Monk Martin Luther's, what is it, the 10 treatises or whatever it was that he nailed to the front of the church building. And you've got to rewrite the Declaration of Independence and tell 12 mm-hmm. stories and talk about your whole family history before you ever get to the recipe at the bottom of the page. And that is frustrating. And so that's one of my favorite things about Paprika is I pop a link with all of that nonsense at the top of it. And it's practically got like the whole rundown of the human genome in the top. It goes ahead and kicks the human genome to the side, gets to the recipe, drops it in, and then does it in such a way that it is like it's smart enough to know how to separate between what the ingredients are, what the recipe is, like the directions, and even the nutrition facts can get dropped in a separate place. And then on top of that, one of my favorite features, I'm a little bit of a bad person, I guess, in that I really like to have a physical recipe on hand as opposed to my iPad, which, you know, screen might shut off after a while, or I don't want to get it dirty, so I like to print it out. So, you know, use recycled paper, all that jazz, but I do like to print it out, and the printing options of Paprika are fantastic. And when you pair that with Apple's AirPrint, which makes it very easy to connect a printer on your network, it's quick to print out a recipe. I can set it up just how I want it and take that to the kitchen and get my, you know, recipe figured out. But on top of having just, you know, the recipe translator, essentially, or the recipe puller, it has all these great options for, you know, creating a grocery list so that you can make sure that your groceries are, it'll organized kind of by aisle, by category, so you can go and get your groceries exactly how you want. You can figure out what you already have in your pantry, so you can set that up as well. And then what I like too is it's got meal planning. So if you wanted to, you can kind of plan ahead for what meals you plan to have, and then you can make sure that you've got your recipes ready by that time. And one of my favorite things, it reminds me of when I was a kid, it's got menu options. And so I can remember sometimes I would take over cooking for the day and I would always do up a menu of the meal that was going to be had. And, you know, it was normally something very easy to do, obviously, but I would always kind of make it sound fancy. So instead of macaroni and cheese, it was pasta with cheese a la mode or something. And that's a delightful kind of memory there with Paprika. But, you know, that's not the only app that's out there for meal planning, for meal preparation. What's next on your list?
Well, the next one is the one that I have switched to recently from paprika. Now, there's nothing wrong with paprika, to be, you know, perfectly clear. If you've already got paprika and you're happy with it, stick with it. But if you are looking to try a new recipe app and maybe you're not willing to invest the $2.99 just yet, then Crouton is a great app which has many of the same features as paprika. The recipe parser isn't quite as good, but it will also import and export a paprika file. And this is great because you can export everything if you are wanting to try a new app. And after a limited number of recipes, I've forgotten the exact number right now, but after a limited, then there's a $2.99 in-app purchase to unlock everything, which also includes different color app icons and all the pretty things. But what I love, which I'm now thinking the paprika's probably got it as well, Micah, but it has an automatic meal planner. So on the main page, I can just go ahead and tap and say generate plan for a current for the current week. And guess what I am having next Monday? You're never going to guess. It's kale and white cheddar quesadillas.
Oh, that's not what I would have guessed. So
Nope. But on Sunday, I'm having brownies for dinner. So that's going to be absolutely delicious. And it's a pretty app. It's kind of yeah. So it doesn't yet have the ability to automatically detect brownies and cookies and suggest that perhaps they should not be main meals. On the other hand, who doesn't want a triple chocolate brownie for dessert on Sunday? So, you know, that's right. Great. And the other thing that I love with this is when you go into the recipe mode. So you were talking earlier, Micah, about printing things out. But for those people who don't have a printer at home, Crouton is perfect. So you stand your iPad with Face ID or your iPhone, a little stand in the kitchen, and there's a play button at the top of every recipe. And I'm doing this right now. And if I tap on the I button, then I can wink to go to the next step.
What?
And it will automatically go to the next step. And if I open my mouth, it shows me the ingredients list.
You're kidding me. I need to. Okay,
I am not kidding you.
Okay, so I'm going to add a recipe to this app so that I can try this. So walk me through this. How do I go about adding a recipe?
So the probably easiest thing to do is to pick a website and just share your recipe to that. So I usually pick something like BBC Good Foods or somewhere like that.
There's lots of recipes.
Yeah.
So here's a brownie recipe that I recently did.
There we go. There we go.
Let me go back. So I need to go back.
You just use the share sheet. Then you should be able.
I just need to find a little here. Truly delicious Brussels sprouts. Okay, here we go. I'll use the share sheet. And then
Be in the app row somewhere.
That's this one. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I'll need to tap more and then find. I already forgot what it was called. Oh, Crouton. There it is, Crouton.
There you go. Right at the bottom. And okay. Here we go. So you can see it's done a great job parsing that out. And if it's missed anything, you can add that in. But if you just tap add in the top right when you're ready.
Okay.
Then pop back into the app.
Back to Crouton.
And look in under the recipes tab.
There's my recipe.
And then tap on that play button right underneath the picture. Now, this seems crazy, and it does just have this great view, but it's highlighted all the ingredients. But if you tap on the eye in the top right, so there's a tiny little button with an eye on it, then it needs to have camera access for hands-free navigation. And then you should be able to wink with different eyes to go between the steps and open your mouth to show the ingredients.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Oh, yes. My God. I'm so impressed.
I love this feature. Because it means that you can have your hands covered in flour or oil or seasoning or, you know, just whatever. Your hands can be wet. And, I just want to check the ingredients list. So you look at your phone, you open your mouth, and you do look ridiculous while doing it. But that's part of the fun.
That's so fun.
It's great, right?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, you know what? You just won me. Crouton, you're my app now. That's great. Now, tell me, does this require one of the newer phones that have what's the word I'm looking for, that have the depth sensors on the front, or will this work with Okay.
Any device that's got Face ID built into it should be able to do this. But it's using those depth sensors, which is why it asks you for permission to access the camera, because that's where it all is and that's where it does its magic. I don't know how it's doing the magic. I think that maybe there were sacrifices to, you know, cookies involved or something.
But, yeah. Wow, I am very impressed, Crouton. So yes, available for free. There's a $3.99 in-app purchase, which adds unlimited recipes and then iCloud household sharing, which I assume means that you can have the app synced across everybody. It says add a household to share your recipes
you
and
cook
meal plan
in your house. Then you can share that. You can share your recipes with your house, which is great for, you know, meal planning and so on, because somebody can say, oh yeah, actually I really want to cook that macaroni and cheese that you've got this great recipe for. I'll just quickly grab that recipe from you and buy the stuff while I'm at the store. And then you come home or you finish work and go downstairs and voila, there's great macaroni and cheese, which is your recipe that you shared with, you know, whoever you're living with. So.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I had no idea this app was out there. This is great. Thank you so much for sharing that with me and with the listeners as well.